I know. What's different? I'm excited all the time. But today I'm really excited. And I'll tell you why. We've got a few people on the call here that I've asked to join us. We have one person who has ranked up, double ranked up, and qualified for a part of the Hawaiian trip. I'm excited about that. We've got somebody else with an incredible, incredible. And then I've got a brand new person who just got started with us and is very excited. I'm anxious for him to share his story. But what I want to do is start over in the state of New York, because Mary Bell has started with us. Although she officially started on May 24th when we got started a year ago, she really went to work when actually it was right around February 24th, just a few months ago. When she really saw the big picture, and it's very exciting. And I've asked Mary Bell to be on the phone with us this morning. So good morning, Mary Bell. Mary Bell, are you there? Are you muted? Well, all I want to tell you is that Mary Bell has done incredible things in the business. I'm going to see if we can circle back to her. If maybe she's muted or didn't call in on the speaker line. So the next person I want to go to is over in Michigan, and Lisa T has got an incredible product story to share. And with that, over in Michigan, Lisa, are you with us?
Hi, Eddie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning, Lisa. Thank you
Good
so
morning.
much. Thank you for being on the call here this morning. So if you wouldn't mind, just kind of share with us. I know that you've really had major health challenges recently, and it's not always fun to talk about the challenges, but if you would just kind of share with everybody kind of what's going on with your life and where you were certainly at least 5, 6 weeks ago.
Okay. Actually, it was the end of February. I had been having some issues actually for a few years. But the end of February, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I went in, I had a radical hysterectomy March 1st, and they removed some other areas that were of concern that were cancerous as well. So there my journey began. My CA-125, which is a cancer marker for ovarian cancer, was really elevated, so they knew that something was going on. And so I started doing the chemotherapy, and things were going well. Then I developed MRSA. I developed an infection in one of my ports, and I was not doing well. I was going septic, and they were ready to intubate me, and doctor told me if they intubate me, I was bad enough. They didn't know if I was going to come back out of it. So I declined that, and I was like, I will just start fighting this on my own. They did the antibiotic, IV. I was in the hospital, I think, 7 or 8 days, and fought that. And here alive today to do it. But at the same time, we had ordered the classic, and I told Jim, I was like, you know what? And I told my doctor, I was like, really don't give a shit. Sorry, guys. That's just me. I told the doctor that I didn't give a shit what they thought. I have nothing to lose. This is my life. And I told Jim to bring the supplements that I had at home, classic included, and I was going to get started. So the doctor said she was fine with that, and I started that. So 6 weeks later, I'm going to fast forward here. 6 weeks later, at that point, my CA-125 in the hospital was 268, which terrible. And 6 weeks
And what's it
later, when I
supposed
had
to be,
reflexes,
Lisa? What's normal?
125 is supposed to be 0 to 35.
So
Zero to thirty
basically
five,
you want it to
one
be
to
0 to
thirty
35 and you were 268? That doesn't sound good.
260. It wasn't good, and you know, I didn't even crack a joke with anybody, Eddie. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. Wow.
So. But this last test, which I told you about, the blood test, and I have all of it. If anybody wants it, I'm not afraid to share anything. because I know it's going to help people. The last one, and that was 6 weeks doing the classic. I didn't do, you know, anything else as far as medicines or any of that. But it was 38. So 230 points it dropped, which is really close
wow.
range. And then this coming Monday, I will have that CA-125 test. They're going to run that again. So we're going to see where it's at. And I, instead of just doing the one time a day, there was time that I would do it 3 to 5 times a day. I would just take the bottle and drink out of it. If I was being lethargic, fatigued, anything like that, I just did it. And I'm not saying that this is I'm not making a claim to treat, mitigate anything. All I know is for myself, I know the feeling that when I'm feeling down and I'm feeling like I have no energy or just my body, just something's up with my body, I just take a swig of it. And honestly, 10, 15 minutes later, and I'm good to go. And I tell everybody that. So I suggest that
Lisa,
even
that's
if you're,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's other things,
you know,
do it.
I remember the night when your husband, Jim, called me, you know, in regards to getting his hands on the product again. And I know he loves you so much. You're like, you're one of my favorite couples in the whole wide world. You're really family to me. And you could hear it in his voice. And you guys must be so excited. I'm sure Noel is more excited than Jim. I just curiously, what did your doctor say? I mean, because I don't think that an everyday occurrence that somebody, you know, drops from so high in that test to literally almost normal. I mean, what did your doctor say about that?
Well, there's a team member that came in, and when I pulled out the bottle, and what the hell are you doing? Because and she had paper and pen in hand. She's like, I want the information, any information I can get. And they told me, you know, ask if it was all right, if they did refer somebody that, they thought that this might help, but that they had to be cautious. So they're looking into it, which you know that. But honestly, they're just blown away. They're like, this has never happened. They're like, I could show you 5,000 cases of people with the same thing as you, and this doesn't happen. So I think a lot of it too, Eddie, is you got to fight it too. I mean, you know, you got to want to be able to do it. So,
Well, Lisa, I so often, and I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday. There's so much more to this business, you know, than money that you can make or whatever. And, you know, to hear a story like this, I shared your story just to let you know, with Geraldine and Robert Kelly and Dr. Hennen. And Dr. Hennen is just, when he heard about it, Lisa, just to let you know, he almost cried. He was so excited for you. And you just have to keep us notified. And I hope you continue to improve because, my dear, you are an inspiration. And I've said that from the time I met you. You're one of a kind, Lisa.
Yeah, oh boy. But, today we're out here. We're volunteering at the Hospice Duck Race. And I have a bottle of classic out on the table. People know my story. It's been all over the community. So, you know, there's some very sick people here, family and friends of sick people trying to raise money for hospice. So hopefully today, I don't care if it's 1 mic, that I can get this classic in my hand because I'm giving the bottle away. All they're doing is putting their name in
the
drawing. So hopefully
best.
It does.
Thank you so much. And send my love to your handsome husband.
I will. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you for being here. And hey, just curious, has Mary Bell got on the line yet?
Hello?
Mary Bell, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here, Eddie. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. So anyway, the next person I want to share this story with, I started to talk a little earlier. Mary Bell started with KZ1 when we started a little over a year ago. She got started, but she wasn't really working it, and she decided 3 months ago to go. Wow. And just in the last week, she had a double rank up, which is a little unusual in this company to rank up double in 1 week, but it's truly amazing. She is also one of the recipients. She's on her way to a whole Hawaiian trip. She's already qualified for a little bit of it. And I wanted to say good morning to you, Mary Bell. How are you?
Good morning, Eddie. I am great. Thank you.
So now my question, I guess, is what took you so long? why did you decide? I'm disturbed because you really went to work on February 24th. I remember specifically the day you had flown a couple of your friends out to Florida to really take a good hard look at the company. What do you think it was that changed, and where does this spark come from? This is unbelievable. That's the Mary Bell I know. What's going on, girl?
Hello. First of all, I have a lot of noise around me because I'm traveling from work, and I have to get out from train to be here on the call today. So, good morning, world. So I just got out from the train, but it's not the place where I'm going. So, yeah, February 24 was the day when I didn't want to go to, but, you know, like, but anyway, I was there, and I was very excited, and I had friends on board, and from that day on, the excitement was there, but I wasn't able to do more because I am working 120 hours a week, and I can't literally use phone because of my dementia patient. But you know, like, if there's a will, there's a way, you know. So every day I would feel very sad that I am not doing, I'm not having results. But thank you, Eddie, because you're always there for New York. So you were there. You came to do a presentation. I was not very happy. I literally invited 150 people, but only 15. But then after that, there were from February 24th to the time that you were there, I signed up through calls, a total of 8 people. So
wow.
My life started. Yeah.
That's incredible. So now you've got a group, big group growing over in California too, don't you? Are we going to be doing an event there soon?
Yeah. So then from the time, and thank you for the ribbon cutting, because I was able to have my friend on a 3-way call with you and her daughter. And she is my friend from California, and now California is rocking. We have our 3 events in one day on July 1 with you. So it will really make you really like on fire on that day.
Oh, that is so exciting. You know, I'm really happy for you. And I don't know if you realize that, but, you know, your weak leg this week was over $8,000. Do you realize this week your check's going to be over $1,000?
Yeah. It will be.
That's a nice week.
And I already have a total of $22,520 points for Ohana.
Wow. Well, you are an inspiration to so many people, Mary Bell. And no longer is it just New York. Now you've got Los Angeles. So, Mary Bell, you're going coast to coast, girl. And I'm just proud of you. And I'm so glad that you've joined us. And I can't wait first to see you in California. And then in October, we will be together on the beaches of the world in Hawaii. So, Mary Bell, thank you so much for being here. And it's amazing that you have a full-time job, and yet you're still able to do this. So, Mary Bell, you're showing the world no excuses. No excuses. If you want it, you make it happen.
Can I say, I'd like to recognize my friend who is in California, who's really, yeah, she ranked up from Pro 300 to Bronze Director in 21 days. And I'm very proud of her. Yeah.
Fantastic. And what's her first name? Is that Lynn?
Evelina Concepcion.
Oh, nice. Well, we're excited, and thank you so much for being here and taking the time. I know it's tough as you're on your way to work. I appreciate it, and there it is. You know, here's Lisa working in hospice today, helping people, and then here's, of course, Mary Bell on her way to work and still taking the time to share their stories. That's awesome, and I want to thank you both so much. Well, our next person that I've got on the call here today literally got started yesterday, and he's already having me on the phone with people. He set more people up for today. His name is Antonio Reyes. He's over in Tampa, and good morning, Antonio.
Good morning, Eddie. I appreciate you having me on a call so quick.
Hey, listen, I wasn't expected, but, man, you're shooting out of the blocks. So if you wouldn't mind, just give us a brief background of who you are, what you're all about, you know, what's important to you.
Excellent. Well, I was born and raised in Chicago, and I'm actually a Chicagoan that just recently moved out to Tampa, Florida, about 2.5 years now, living here in Tampa, and I don't miss the cold, I'll tell you that much. But I am so excited about being in a warm temperature, being that I've lived most of my life in Chicago. And I did a lot of mission work, a lot of humanitarian work in my youth, did a lot of trips to Guatemala, Nicaragua, Colombia. So I was very fortunate to be able to try to reach out to less fortunate, you know, children and families. So I've always had a heart to help people, and I think that was instilled in me by my mom. And got involved in a couple network marketing companies, made several thousand dollars, but, you know, kind of like in your presentation, it was either the management or just not enough money to keep these companies going. And I've been looking for an opportunity, and prior to speaking to you, there was another guy that was wanting to recruit me, and I didn't feel the peace about it in my heart because, you know, integrity is on the top of my list, and I don't want to judge the guy, but I just didn't feel that connection. And in less than 10 minutes of speaking to you, I called back Mozetta and said, I'm in. Because I'm a strong believer that who you work with and who they are as an individual has a lot to do with your success. That's just my personal, you know, view on it. So I saw the products. I'm excited. I'm waiting for my products to arrive so I can, you know, have my own personal testimony. And just excited to learn from you and to work with you and to follow the system you got in place.
Well, I think it's, you know, one of the things I was so impressed with was that we spoke. And the next thing I know, you've watched videos, you're asking the right questions, and the thing that impressed me so much, Tony, was that the day you started, you also started getting me on the phone with people. I mean, that's for me, that is such a blessing, because it just goes to show that you're coachable and you want this thing. So what do you want to achieve here? What are you looking for in this network marketing company? What are some of the reasons that you're here? I understand integrity and that helped get you here. What are you looking for, truly? What are your goals here?
Well, my goal is pretty clear. I also am an ordained pastor. I'm actually in the process of launching a church here in a community called Suitcase City. It's in Tampa. It's a very tough community. That there's people that are in need in this community. And my goal is to create an income that I can not only sustain my family, but also give back to the community to help children that, say, some things we take for granted is some kids never get to even go to Walt Disney in their lifetime. Or even to go to Busch Gardens, for instance. I live about 30 minutes away from there. And my desire is to raise funds not only to take care of my family, but also to be able to invest into children that maybe will never see that in their lifetime. I think that this is the opportunity that I've been waiting for. I've got a team of people that I was very hesitant to reach out to with everything that I saw out there. But after taking a good look at this company, I'm like, you know what? This is it. They're just starting up. They've got three products pretty much. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. You know, they're going to be around for 10, 20 years, hopefully longer, you know. I said, I can do this. So that's really my desire, is to establish myself here in Tampa, to be able to make a difference in my community. Obviously, first and foremost, to take care of my family, take care of my wife and my son, so that my wife doesn't have to work anymore. She recently had a surgery that was very unexpected, where they had to remove certain things in her part of her spinal cord and replace it. And it was a time in my life where it seemed like even my resume, I was putting my resume out everywhere, and I'm like, nobody's giving me a good deal here. What's going on? And being that I am a man of prayer and faith, I believe, you know, I'm like, okay, let me pray about this. My desire was, hey, you know, I need something to open up. And that's when, you know, this opened up with you, and I met you, and I heard your story about the three bedrooms and so forth. So that resonated with me, and I'm just happy to be on board, I tell you.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here, and just we wanted to say thank you very much, and I'm really looking forward to watching you progress in the company. So appreciate it, and thank you. Well,
sure,
folks, as I listen to these people, you know, I think about, wow, what a tremendous opportunity we have to do so many things for so many people. And, you know, when I listen to Lisa's story, I mean, wow, isn't it good to know that you're representing products that make a difference in people's lives? Now, I'm not saying that every single person that takes our product is going to have the exact same results as Lisa or any of us for that matter. But a lot of people are, could be a coincidence, but we're having a lot of incredible stories in regards to this business. And, of course, if you're not on the products, you're never going to have one of those products. If Lisa didn't have the faith to take those products from day one, then she wouldn't have this story to share with everybody else. And I praise her for that. And you need to be on these products, because although none of our stories may be quite as dramatic as hers, there's a lot of dramatic stories out there. And the truth of the matter is, if you share these products with people, that's what's going to happen. And then I hear Mary Bell. And the one thing that really got me about Mary Bell is she's got a full-time job, working all the time, no excuses. She's gone out, sponsored a lot of people, and the next thing you know, she's got all these points towards Hawaii. She's upgraded to platinum director already. And, you know, we don't have a lot of platinum and above in the company. I mean, that's just kind of incredible that she's been able to do that. And how did she do that? You know how she did it. Do I have to tell you? People weren't calling her and saying, is there a network marketing opportunity out there? What she did is she went out and she recruited people. And that is what made it. How did Tony come into the business? I'll tell you how Tony came in. Because Mozetta from Chicago was very excited about this business opportunity. Tony did not call. We're going to have Mozetta on here within the next couple of weeks. Tony didn't call Mozetta asking, hey, is there a network marketing company out there that's got great products and, you know, they've got the opportunity of a startup company without the risk, you know, because the main company has been around for 10-plus years and sold $250 million worth of products in Southeast Asia? No. She recruited him. If you are not picking up the phone to recruit people, you'll never be able to recruit a guy like Tony. Is there anybody listening to this call that wouldn't have enjoyed enrolling Tony into this company, or Mary Bell, or Lisa? Of course, you all would want them. It's never going to happen if you don't pick up the phone and make the call. And, you know, you hear me say this over and over and over again, but the question is, how bad do you want it? See, I know that Maribel wants it bad. I know that Tony wants it bad. They've got a reason for it. I know that Lisa wants to help the world get physically better bad. She wants this. And that's why we're all doing this. And so I guess all you have to do is ask yourselves one question. How bad do you want it? Why are you doing this? I heard Tony's story about why, and it made me remember an old friend of mine saying, if your why can make you cry, then it's a strong enough reason for doing this. And I thought that, you know, Tony remembered the story. I just told him that. And of all the things we talked about in the last couple of days, he remembered me living in a three-bedroom, one room, three beds with my kids. And I was 50 years old, guys. I'm going to tell you something right now. I mean, you know, I'm 5'7", 155 pounds. I promise you, the New England Patriots, Boston Celtics, Boston Red Sox, Bruins, they're not calling on me, okay? I have no computer skills whatsoever in a day and age when it seems like you kind of need them. You know, I'm not going out on the road to tour with AC/DC in the near future or Snoop. I mean, the bottom line is, this is a business that saved my life, and it saved the lives of others, and it can do so much for you. And so I want to first start by thanking Lisa, Maribel, Tony for getting on the call, Mosetta for bringing Tony to us. You know, appreciate you guys so much. And now, man, let's go do this. Let's go spread the word. KZ1 has the potential to be a company that does $500 million, $1 billion a year in sales. But it's not going to happen on its own. It's going to happen word of mouth. And if your mouth ain't spreading the word, you're not in the same business I'm in. You're not in the same business as Maribel. You're not in the same business as Lisa or Tony or Mosetta. If you're not spreading the word on a daily basis, you're not doing the correct activity to make money. And so, guys, I just want you to know that we've got something very special here. These are very special people that were on this call today, and you're a special person too. I want your story on this call. I want this call to be more about the stories of the company. Trainings are already there on KZ1Central.com. There's already trainings there. How much more can I train you? It's so simple. You go out there, you share the product, you share the opportunity, share videos, and do a three-way call with your upline and watch what happens. More than that, you cannot do, because if it's the right time in a person's life, they'll see it. And if it's not, there's nothing we can do. So with that, folks, I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you guys. Go out and spread the word. And it won't be long before we're all together on the beaches of the world. With that, Zenny Freeman, Ledger, Connecticut, off. Take care.